Hey, it's Kathy. I just want to let you know that I'm doing a free 5-day workshop. It's called the Abundance Activation Challenge, and it starts today. And it's not too late for you to join us. Today is the last day to join. Go to kathyheller.com/5-day to sign up. The pre-party has been happening, and it's been such a blast. There's so many high-vibe women in there who are ready to call in more abundance. I know that you will love that you showed up for this. I'll be live at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern every day this week, teaching you how to become a master manifester. You are just going to have the best time. If you want to join us, sign up at kathyheller.com/5-day.
The universe is designed to help you create, to help you manifest, to help you be home.
If you're a person who's looking to have more purpose in your life, if you're saying to yourself, I don't want to just go to work, I want to do my life's work, this is the show. This is the show, don't keep your day job. How do you figure out how to take your passion and turn it into a profit? Life is too short not to wake up every day excited. You've got something that you've got to share with the world. I'm positive that's why you're here. The show will not just give you inspiration, but some real life tools that you can start to take some real action week after week so that you can not just go to work and build someone else's dream. You can do the thing that you've always truly wanted to do. Make yourself the happiest version of you. My name is Kathy Heller. I'm so happy that you're here.
There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your old home movies, film reels, and photos. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. Plus, for a limited time, they're offering my listeners a huge exclusive discount. Go to LegacyBox.com/dreamjob to get 40% off your first order. With this exclusive deal, Legacy Box starts at just $45. You can save up to $200 on the largest Legacy Box kit. Go to LegacyBox.com/dreamjob and save 40% today. Thanks to MGME for supporting this podcast. Go see for yourself how amazing these shoes are at MGME.com. /dreamjob for $50 off your first pair. That's letter MGEMI.com/dreamjob. Thanks to Robinhood for supporting Don't Keep Your Day Job. Robinhood is giving my listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. Just sign up now at dreamjob.robinhood.com. That's dreamjob.robinhood.com. Thanks to Rothy's for supporting Don't Keep Your Day Job. Right now, Rothy's has an amazing deal for my listeners. You can get free shipping and free returns and exchanges on your Rothy's shoes. You can go to rothys.com and enter code dreamjob to get your cute shoes and free shipping. It's a no-brainer. These shoes are comfortable, stylish, and sustainable, and then there's free shipping. So that's rothys.com, promo code dreamjob. Get this deal while it lasts. Hey guys, it's Kathy Heller. Welcome back to another episode of Don't Keep Your Day Job. I am so excited for today's episode. I'm so thrilled. I'm so happy to have Danielle Laporte here. She is truly someone who walks the walk, talks the talk, and lives it as she says it. Speaking to her is life-changing for me. Just listening to her talk reminds me of what's possible in my own life. Just witnessing the way she interacts with being on this planet makes me feel something that I don't feel talking to anyone else. It helps me feel connected to a part of me that's always there, that's sometimes maybe covered up by some fear or by who I was taught to be, who I learned to be. And I think that's what we're all really in search of, is being who we really are, not the person who someone wants us to be or the person that we're telling ourselves to be. And there's just so much good stuff. So I want to dive right in. So I'm really excited because today's guest has been on my wish list of top dream guests since we began this podcast. Her name is Danielle Laporte, and I'm sure you've heard of her. And oh my gosh, where to even begin? She's a speaker, an entrepreneur, a blogger. She's the best-selling author of life-changing books like White Hot Truth, The Firestarter Sessions, and The Desire Map. She's an invited member of Oprah's Super Soul 100. Her website, DanielleLaporte.com, was named one of the top 100 websites for women by Forbes and gets millions of visitors every month. And if that's not enough, she's created an international workshop program with licensed facilitators in 15 countries. She's truly an original. She speaks in real time. There are no pat answers. She is with you in the moment, and she says what she feels and thinks in that moment. And I wish that all of you listening to this will be inspired to do that going forward, to say what is feeling like your truth in that moment, and to know that being a human means being alive, not having all the answers or knowing where it's going to go or how it's all going to be rolled out every second, but being a feeling entity and expressing that, and that that is truly one of the most rare things on the planet. So I hope you'll give yourself permission to do more of that. I cannot wait to share this with you. Before we jump in, let's thank one of our sponsors. One of my favorite things to do with my kids is to watch home movies and revisit all those old memories. And that's why I love Legacy Box. I send my Legacy Box with all my old home movies and pictures, and they do the rest. They professionally digitize everything on a thumb drive or a digital download. They give you easy to follow instructions, plus personalized updates at every step. And by the end, they send all the original recorded moments back to you along with perfectly preserved digital copies. Save your family films and photos from being lost forever and ensure that your family history is preserved forever. There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your memories. Visit legacybox.com today to get started. Plus, for a limited time, they're offering my listeners an exclusive discount. Go to legacybox.com/dreamjob and you'll get 40% off your first order, or you can save up to $200 on the largest Legacy Box kit. Go to legacybox.com/dreamjob and save 40% today. Get started preserving your past. Now, without further ado, please welcome the ever so wise, ever so extraordinary Danielle Laporte. Danielle, thank you so much for being here. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Hi, everybody.
So I want to dig in to your truth. I think it's one of the most powerful, rare things on the planet is what comes out of you. But before we get into that, I want to talk a little bit about your own journey. So tell us a little bit about how you got here and what that road looked like a little bit.
Well, you know, I was just reading some Buckminster Fuller this week. He's a futurist. He's the dude who created what's called the Bucky Dome now, but the geodesic dome. So he's like an incredible mind. And I started reading him in my 20s, and he said this much more articulately than I'm about to put it out. But basically, if you want to change the game, if you want to change the system, you need to leave the system. You need to drop out of the game and start your own game. And you know, the energy will move towards that new innovation. So I like am a dropout, basically. I never went to university, so I didn't have to drop out of it. Like I somehow never got myself in a box. There were boxes I had to get out of, but so I didn't go to school. I just graduated from high school, and I was going to go into fashion design. And then I got into publicity, just like being a natural communicator, hustler, writer.
Yeah.
And that led me to running a think tank in Washington, D.C., where we had this group of futurists, and we would write these essays and white papers that we would then sell to the Pentagon.
Oh my God.
On like how the world might end. And that was weird. And and then I like escaped from that. And then I really started on my creative path. Like, I am going to be a creative with a capital C. And I started with another female friend. You could call it like a soulful branding company. We created this process that we brought you through, and you kind of like identified who you were in your life. And
wow.
We wrote a book, and then I got Steve Jobs from that company. So we raised all this money, and then, I had a board of directors, and I hired a CEO, and then they fired me. And then they declared insolvency a few months later because, you know, because karma, it was just never meant to work.
Right.
And, you know, it was a big phoenix rising from the flames moment for me. And then I really started my creative expression, and I just became myself. It wasn't me and somebody else. I didn't have a board of advisors. I just had to figure it out. And that was the beginning of now, really. So jump cut to, I wrote a few books, and I'm on podcasts.
Yeah. Yeah. That's amazing that you could tell that story so quickly, because there's so much in it. It's really extraordinary how you've found this touch point that resonates so deeply that you've been able to create this massive tribe just from being your authentic self, just from speaking your truth. What do you think it is about what you're saying that has broken through that way?
I think it might be rare, but I don't think it's amazing. I think when, like, the universe cannot resist authenticity. Mm-hmm. You showing up as who you are in that moment, it's magnetic. You're always attracting something to you. But the more aligned you are with your soul and your truth and your God force and in the flow of life, of God, of love, all the same, it's not even more likely. It's inevitable that you're going to attract a lot of good things to you, or a few things that are deeply good. So that's how I think it works. I think, you know, I put this in air quotes, like my message is that like, really, I'm all about that. Just be yourself. And being myself in my journey, like who I am today is not who I was a year ago. I've got mm-hmm. very different things to say, or deeper things to say, than I did 12 months ago. And I need to be self-expressed. So I'm doing a lot of what I do for myself because it feels good. But I also feel like I am super committed, wired to be of service. Mm-hmm. And I think I can only do that by sharing my truth along the way. Mm-hmm. And there's times where I think, you know, I was just so wrong about something, and so arrogant and so broken and so lost. Let me tell you about that. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you about how worthy I feel of unconditional love from the Creator, and how happy I am with, you know, my success in this realm, and how disappointed I am in my failures, and how I love my failure. So just like, this is what I got to give today.
Listening to you talk, it's like listening to a symphony. Everything you're saying is right now, totally plugged in. And it's that's very unique to me. So one of the things that gets in the way is they have a hard time dealing with what they think they're supposed to do, or how precious they are with a script, or with the way they think the path is supposed to go, and not knowing to pivot or being open to pivot. The real question that people are asking all the time is, what is my purpose? What is my path? I like floral design. I love photography. I love travel writing. I don't know which one to choose.
Okay. Choose the one that you are most enthusiastic about. So Eckhart Tolle says this in many different ways. Enthusiasm as a state of consciousness, as an emotion, as a feeling, is a heightened state of consciousness. Like if there were a scale, enthusiasm is actually vibrates at a higher level than happiness or interest or contentment.
Wow.
We want to be there. So what are you enthusiastic? You can find something to be enthusiastic about. So go there. Then that's really heart-driven. Your intellect is going to help you figure out how to apply a strategy to that enthusiasm. And then in terms of strategy, move into where's the lowest hanging fruit? What's easiest to do? What can I do? This doesn't have to be a yes for all of these, but what do I have the money to do? Or what's going to make the most money? Yeah. Or what have people been asking me for? Or what do I have the resources for? Who do I have the connections to? It's like, hey, I could actually pull this off. Mm-hmm. It's not Herculean, right, to make this happen. And like, do that. And then know that you're going to fail at some point anyway. So just pick something.
Yeah.
And maybe it'll be your first failure or your 10th failure.
Yep.
And there is a lot to be said for focus. It's been one of my most persistent lessons as like just growing up. And I have a team who's like much more practical and pragmatic than I am. Mm-hmm. Like basically I spend 20% of my energy convincing people to do what I think we should do.
Right.
Like, come on, guys. I'm like, we got so much on the plate. I'm like, yeah, but, and now simple, because I have hit, I don't want to say a wall, just like a very sobering, I use that word mindfully, realization that I have been a workaholic. I am a workaholic. Yeah. And I really want to be talking about this more in the near future because, well, it's my truth. It's where I'm at. So it's what I have to offer now. And it's rewarded. Workaholism is as potentially lethal as a substance addiction,
yeah,
which we frown upon. It's celebrated and it's a thing. It's a real thing. I'm here to testify. And when you stop drinking, your shit comes up. You stop working, your shit comes up. And you are overworking because you don't want to deal with the real shit.
Yeah, I can relate to that. Well, thank you for sharing that. Yeah, that's That's very honest. And it is celebrated, which is really dangerous.
Yeah.
I feel like one of the big issues that comes up for our audience is people get really hesitant to just go ahead and make something, to be, you know, where they are. They feel like it's mediocre, or they don't see the whole staircase and they don't know the how. So they stop and they freeze. They make one thing and it doesn't go as well as they want and they freeze again. And you've been able to just blaze a trail, just continuously putting things out, making things. How do you help people to get into action in that way? Because I do think that is the biggest thing that separates, you know, those who find their brilliance and those who don't.
Mm-hmm. Desire and deserving. So if you sit in your desire and you really like embody it, feel, you know, this is desire mapping. Everything I talk about is core desired feelings. You get clear on how it is that you most want to feel, your preferred states of being. How do you want to feel most of the time? Everybody can think of something right now. I'll tell you though, just like a little cue for the desire mapping process. You get to feel any way you want to feel, but it's not about wanting to feel successful. Success is one of those words and those concepts that pulls us right out of our heart. So if anybody right now listening, this was like, I want to feel successful. Okay. Just like press pause on that. Go a little bit deeper, go a little bit higher. What's another word? What's another feeling? So when you get clear on that and you commit to doing whatever it takes to generate that feeling, you take responsibility for your energy. You believe that you are a deliberate creator. Mm-hmm. And that's your priority. That desired feeling will eclipse your fears. You're still going to have the fears. You're always going to have fears. I just like so don't believe in being fearless. I believe in being a little bit scared as opposed to fucking terrified and never doing anything. But you're always like, life is so unsafe and it's so risky. Showing up in love, showing up on stage, showing up in writing, showing up on social media. It's a landmine, you know? So there's always going to be risk if you're being yourself. Let me add another word to this. It's like, it's desire, it's discernment, which is knowing that it's dangerous. And then what was the third word that I said before? It was the second word. Oh, deserving.
Right, right, right.
Be in relationship with God. However you define God, you can be an atheist. You be in relationship with life, with nature, with animals, and know that the universe is designed to help you create, to help you manifest, to help you be home. And if you don't think you deserve the money, the comfort, a warm house, affection, an easy, joyful partnership. Well, let's say ease. Ease is different from easy. You are not going to get it. You will block yourself. You will block yourself from getting it. Or life will bring it to you and you will sabotage it because you won't be able to sustain the allowing. So do the inner work to move into a state of believing. If you can't believe it, imagine it. There's a difference between believing you're worthy. We're all damaged. Some of us are so damaged, we can't believe we're worthy. Okay. If you can't believe it, just hear what I'm going to say right now. Just imagine it. Just make it up. Mm-hmm. Just pretend, have a vision in your mind that you are pretending that you are worthy. That will seep into your psyche and that will help loosen up some of those calcified thought forms that you're not worthy. Those are lies. They're all lies. That's all illusion. Desire, discernment, deserving. Yeah.
So I'm sitting here with tears streaming down my face. It really hit me so hard in such a beautiful place when you said the universe is here to help you go home, to feel home, to help you create. It makes sense, right? It makes complete sense. And there is a spiritual technology to the way things work. And this is what you're constantly teaching and unpacking and helping people to really tease out and understand and integrate. Let's talk about it. Like you just said, there is a spiritual quest. There's an inner work. If you don't feel that you deserve these things, you might sabotage all of this anyway. So what is this inner work, this precious inner work that we can do to release ourselves from these states of mind and ways of attracting and living in what we don't want? How do we undo it? How do we get in the flow of being connected to what we really, really want and letting that in? How do we do that?
Mm-hmm. That's a huge, like, that's the question.
Right, that's the question.
You're asking about liberation. I think it's Rumi who said something along the lines, it's about removing the obstacles to love. Hmm. You don't have to be anything, add anything, change anything. Just remove the obstacles. For so long, I've heard about, and I've even, you know, preached about, because I just had this conceptual understanding. Now I have a full being understanding of some things. The concept of bringing the darkness into the light. Darkness, density, illusions, mm-hmm. lies, mm-hmm. wounds. And I used to always think, like, aren't I doing this? Aren't I removing all the obstacles? Because I'm loving myself. I want to crush it. I'm doing everything it takes. I have a gratitude practice. I eat clean. I do yoga. Right. Like, I'm so devoted. Like, God, look at me. I'm so devoted. P.S. Everybody else on Instagram, look at me. Look at how devoted I am. I'm trying so hard to be well and to do good. Some of that is super healthy, so beautiful, super legit. But there is a level of vulnerability that is where the darkness is that I think a lot of us will not go to because it hurts. And this is the pain that needs to be cleared out for you to become whole. And anybody who's gone through it and does that kind of work, either through regular therapy or you have crisis situations that you deal with and you let them transform you. A lot of us can go through a crisis situation and we handle it. We get to the other side, but we don't actually let it change us. Doesn't change our paradigm. It doesn't change our behavior. We're grateful it happened. We're a better person, but you have to let yourself die. So the way through is death, actually. And it's a death to the old ideas. Like, even if you look at this from a Christian mysticism lens, it's like Christ makes all things new. The truth makes all things new. So back to vulnerability. So it's not, I feel worthy enough for my dreams to happen. It's only part of the story. That's the pretty, glamorous, nice version of the story. The other version of the story is, dear life, I do not feel worthy. Mm-hmm. Say that. Get really honest about that.
Yep.
Then you're going to start unpacking why you don't feel mm-hmm. worthy. And there will be pain there. Mm-hmm. And it's worth it. You have to do it. I don't know any other way.
Yep.
But we don't have to suffer over the suffering. This is Alan Watts, a great Zen philosopher. Like, there will always be suffering. It's your choice. It's your free will. It's your applied consciousness if you're going to suffer over what needs to be done. Are you going to suffer over the pain that's necessary? Don't. I'm telling you, you can do it. You can get through this without a woe is me. It's like, this is hard. I want to die. Okay. I am dying. But there's another side to this. And when you get to that, wow, you're whole. You are what everybody, all the Buddhas talk about, which is you are not attached. There's a difference between unattachment and detachment, but you're unattached. And from that place, your goals and your dreams shift. You don't feel so fucking desperate. You're going to die without your person. You're going to die without the job. You're going to die if you don't get as many followers on Facebook. And then guess what? You're happy there. And things flow from there. And my desires have changed significantly over the last couple years. And I have a lot more peace in my life because I left a lot of things go. Mm-hmm. But there is no easy way. We need to stop thinking we're going to hack our lives. Growth is not an overnight thing, but in some ways, happiness is overnight. Happiness is immediate if you're grateful for what's happening now. And consciousness is about being able to hold two things at once. So you can be grateful now and still want more. to be happy with what you have. You may not be able to pay rent, but right now you're warm and you're sheltered. Be in that. That calms down your nervous system. You're going to come up with a solution that'll help you figure out how to pay your rent, or you'll be solid enough in your core. If you can't pay your rent and you have to move, it's not going to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
That's an extreme example, but like, there's a lot of people who have gone before me, who have gone before you, who have gone before everybody who's listening, who have gone through way worse things than any of us. And they are better than ever. You go through all the shit and you're better than ever. And you realize failing is not going to kill you. It's not. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be even grateful for failing, but we're all so serious. So serious. I mean, which is so ironic. Like, listen, I'm so serious right now. I'm talking about dying unto yourself. I'm talking about like the decimation of your ego. But that is how you get present.
Okay, before we go on, let's just take a quick ad break. This episode is brought to you by MGME. There's no substitute for luxury Italian footwear, unparalleled quality, incredible style shoes. You just don't see this every day. But to get this type of luxury, you usually have to pay a luxury price. Well, at least you used to have to, but that's why I want to tell you about MGME. MGME is Italian luxury made the old way, sold the new way, merging this time-honored Italian shoemaking with a modern customer experience. So I love these shoes I got from MGME. I have the Fortuna Flats. They're really elegant, but they're also simple and comfy. I'm all about the comfort. They fit really well, and I can walk around all day in them. Plus, they make me look pretty stylish. MGME shoes are handcrafted in the same family-owned workshops in Italy where items from the most well-known luxury brands are made. But because of their direct relationship with the workshops, you get the same quality shoes as all those luxury brands, but at a third of the price. Plus, shipping is complimentary and returns and exchanges are also free and easy. So you can go see for yourself how amazing these shoes are at mgme.com/dreamjob for $50 off your first pair. That's letter mgemi.com/dreamjob for $50 off your first pair. MGME, Italian luxury made the old way, sold a new way.
So many of the things that you say just really transcend the ego and transcend our limitations and sort of go into more of a soul dimension. And how did this come to you? Like, where does this come from for you that you're this clear and have this kind of communication with divine energy all the time?
Well, in my belief system, I think we live many lives. So I've come in with some experience.
Yeah.
And I think you have, you know, before you incarnate, you give yourself a light map. And with free will, you can erase stuff that's on the map. You can reroute. I had a map, a personality when I came in. And I've suffered. I've suffered and I've done the work. I've done some work. There's always more to do every day, but like, I really want to be here. So I pray, I meditate, I try and get everything I can out of my pain and suffering as possible. I believe I've worked diligently to get clear on what I believe in. And sometimes a lot of those beliefs get broken and restructured, but it's like, I really, for a long time now, I've been asking the question about what our true nature is. And, you know, is it joy? Is it joy? And I think it is. Mm-hmm. I'm not 100% sure, but I think it is. So for me, joy, God, love, light, presence, all synonymous. They're all faces. They're different colors of the same light source, mm-hmm. but it all comes from the same place. So that means that it goes back to the Rumi thing of just removing the obstacles to the right. truth. So I just need to keep removing the pain that is preventing me from being with God, with myself in the flow. Just remove it. Just remove it. Just remove it. And how do you remove that? Like, how do you get plaque off your teeth? You brush your teeth. You have to brush your mind. You have to wash your mm-hmm. mind. And you can do that through eating clean. Don't put in substances into your body. They're going to fuck with your chemicals. You can do that through prayer and asking for assistance for clarity. Clarity is liberation. Love is presence. You can do that through kriyas and yoga. So I do those things because I have a desire to
be joyful. Mm-hmm. I just want to feel good. And I've had some things happen that have been awful and hard. I've had some crucifixions this time around. And I agreed to those things. I agreed to allow those things to happen and grow from them.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. I feel like the thing everybody wants is to feel seen and to feel like we're enough and to feel like we are deserving of good things. I talked to somebody yesterday who, she's one of our listeners, and she was just saying how she feels bad charging for her work. It makes her feel bad, like she's doing something wrong. So she does these meetups with like 300 writers and helps them with creative writing and doesn't charge them a dime. And she's barely paying her bills. And she started crying, talking about, you know, why she just doesn't feel deserving. And you said once, the best self-help is self-compassion. Mm-hmm. If all we really want is to feel seen and to feel worthy, how can we help ourselves to feel seen?
You need to see yourself. You need to celebrate yourself. If you can't look in the mirror every day and tell yourself that you love yourself, that you're worthy, that you're beautiful, that you're so glad to see yourself, if you can't do that for yourself, who's going to do that for you? You can't expect a stranger to do that. Now, life is merciful and we're not islands unto ourselves and we're in this together. We have people around us at the root, we are one. We don't even need to understand the concept of oneness. Right. But so some days when you can't look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself that you love yourself, somebody else is going to tell you. They're called friends,
right?
and people who love you. And that's mercy. And thank God, you know, but you have to commit to caring for yourself. And this is where the whole idea of inner child work comes in. Inner child attention, attuning, care, love. And I've said many times, like, I resisted inner child stuff for years. I've had so much therapy. So many of my dear friends are like master level coaches, psychologists, psychiatrists. Everybody, even energy workers, the good ones, agree. Inner child work. And I would just be like, are you kidding? Really? Come on. I am a grown woman. I can do whatever I want. And it ends up that there's two layers to this. One, there's your childhood self, your in real life self who experienced certain things when you were younger. Nobody, doesn't matter how idyllic your upbringing was, no one gets out of childhood unscathed. Right. We're just raw and sweet and impressionable, and no parent is an enlightened being, and no one's to blame in that. Sometimes they are. But so there's working on that and really bringing your past, scooping it up and healing it so you can be a whole, mature adult. Then there's the symbolism of the inner child, which is the inner child is a representation of your most sensitive self. Your inner child is the icon of your tenderness. And we do not live in a culture. We are not raised to honor that tenderness. Mm-hmm. We're all about crushing it and cranking and rocking and pushing and achieving and a right answer and a wrong answer. When I learned, and it's really just been the last 2-3 years for me, to honor, tend to my inner child, my deep sensitivity, my life really started to change. Got richer, got sweeter. And then I was able to see I was a workaholic and then heal that workaholism. So how do you feel that you're worthy of charging for your work in the world? Come on. Like, I also want to be the tough love friend of just like, knock it off. You're hurting yourself. Let's go. You have a gift. You deserve to pay your rent, your mortgage, eat well, and buy people gifts. Like, come on, let's grow up and treat yourself properly. What we all need to do, because we're all in that position at different times, different reasons, different roles, is we need to say to our inner child, what do you need today? What do you need this month? What do you need this year? What does taking care of you look like?
And your inner child will say things like, I need sleep. I want good food. I need you to pay attention to me. I need more love. I need more play. And it's like deceptively simple. Really, that's all? There aren't 10 steps. I don't need metrics. I don't need a quarterly plan. No, you need to work less. Or how am I going to make more money if I work less? Well, actually be happier and rested. You'll think more clearly. You'll speak more articulately. You'll be more dynamic. You'll write better marketing copy. And you'll be way more fun to be around. Mm-hmm. And you'll also be more creative. And you'll have better ideas about how you're going to earn money. And you won't be an asshole to yourself and block prosperity from you. All that from just letting yourself get enough sleep because you're worth it.
Oh my gosh, that is like incredibly powerful. I'm such a workaholic and I have three little kids and I...
You personally have three
kids?
Yeah,
I have a 2-year-old, a 5-year-old and a 6 and a, or just, she just turned 7 on Thanksgiving and I just finished my first book for Macmillan and I'm doing 2 shows a week and then I'm a songwriter. So I write TV show theme songs and I represent a bunch of artists and I have like all these things and I'm tired listening too.
Can you please stop doing at least 2 of those things? Please.
I know. And whenever I have free time, I'm just thinking about like the next thing I'm going to create. Like, am I going to make a new course or a mastermind or what's? And I do feel like it's definitely what you said, that there's something inside of me that I'm trying to avoid. So I just keep filling it with work, 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 work. And it made so much sense when you just said, take some time, get a good night's sleep, you'll be better and you won't block prosperity. Maybe you'll make money easier than having to do so many things. It's just crazy.
Well, here's a nugget. So when I've gone through my death times, my worst times, it became really clear for me, like whose wisdom was for me truth. And I really resonated with. And one of those teachers is Eckhart Tolle. Mm-hmm. So I highly read it again, read New Earth again, read Power of Now, all that, because he really brings it all back around to love. Some of his concepts are terrifying to consider, like just shattering my ego, just being present. Presence is terrifying.
Yeah.
But he brings it back around to the conversation about the joy body. So that was really helpful for me. But another teacher was Anita Morjani, Morjani. Mm-hmm. And Anita had a really profound near-death experience. She was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer.
Oh my God.
They'd given her literally days to live. She's in the hospital. She has lesions that are going down to her bones. She was ready to go. And she died and obviously came back to write about it. And her experience was, her word is, we're magnificent. Now, a lot of people who have died and returned, decided to stay in their body, describe similar things. Anita's encapsulation was magnificence. And this is why I'm telling you this. There is nothing for us to do. You actually don't have to do anything to earn your way into the favor of life. It doesn't mean you're not going to honor that you have children and we have to eat. We're on the material plane and we got to earn money. But just for most of us to even like, just imagine that as a drop, that idea coming down as light into your brain, into your mind, your thinking mind, you don't have to do anything. Right. Just everybody, let's just consider that for a moment. Just that consideration can shift your behavior.
That is so powerful.
Right? Yep. Like, you're good. There is grace.
There's an Amy Grant song on her recent album. It's called Don't Try So Hard. And she says, don't try so hard. God gives you grace and you can't earn it. Don't think you're not worth it. This idea that like, you can't earn it if you try it. You already have it. Like, I listen to that song on repeat all the time. It's just, you're right. I mean, you're here, right? There's a life force moving through your body and your oxygen is coming in and you don't have to earn that. It's just right here. And we are all taught, you know, that we are as good as our most recent achievement. So we set the goalpost and we get there and we move it again. And we don't even stop even when we do achieve it. We just keep going.
This is an important point that you bring up because everybody has heard, I got all this stuff and I still didn't feel like it was enough. Mm-hmm. Or I got this and I felt empty, which is even worse than feeling like it's not enough. This is the beauty of people sharing their stories. Now, a lot of the people
listening who haven't hit their mark or achieved what they want to achieve are going to go, yeah, but I still want to get all this done. And then I'll see if it's fulfilling. Mm-hmm. That's the difference between being awake and not awake. Listen, other people are trying to help you, trying to give you the message. This is why we're in this together. This is where free will and awareness comes in. Follow the signs. People are telling you when you get there, it's empty. If you're not in a state of consciousness. So there's still more things in my life that I desire, that I want, but I really got to be like fulfilled today, or they feel empty when they come. Right. I'm not going to celebrate them.
That's right.
And I can tell you with some, this is an oxymoron, with some spiritual pride, that I'm proud now that, like, I don't need to make any more than I make right now. And that has taken a lot of work. I still feel like I feel my palms sweat a little bit when I say it. It makes me nervous. And, you know, like just talking to my team.
Yeah.
And someone listening could say, yeah, but you got some money. We know you got some money now, Danielle. You're selling lots of books. That's true. It's not about me being a hypocrite saying, yeah, I gave it all away and I'm just making ends meet. But, you know, it's like Oprah had said, she took a lot of criticism when she really started in earnest to try and lose weight and do it in a healthy way. People saying, yeah, but you have a trainer. She says, look, it's still my ass on the treadmill morning at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Right. So there's still risk involved in earning and making, but I just recently had a meeting with a team. We have, we're looking at what we're going to make in the next 18, 24 months, what feels good to make. And two things, important things came up. One is Angie, who's all things creative with, we've been together for 8 years, said, Dee, please only do from now on, only do what you are inspired to do, what really lights you up. I mean, she's giving me my own medicine back to me, because when you don't, we have to pivot too much. It actually costs us money, because I'll get involved. I'll start a project and be like, oh fuck, I don't really want to do this. Let's change.
Right.
Or, we knew we shouldn't get involved with that vendor, that collaborator. Didn't listen. We pushed too hard. Now we got to, you know, cost money. You got to clean it up. So there's that. Only do what inspires you. But we also look at what we need to be well. So wellness is our metric now, not growth. And I had to make a decision that it was okay if we didn't grow in this coming year, this year ahead of us. And that is a little, that's nerve-wracking. Like, we're going to operate in the realm of enough.
Yeah, but boy, will you grow from that as a soul, you know, just knowing that you're planted where you need to be and you don't have to chase anything. Yeah. You can just really enjoy it. And probably from there, you'll have this, not only this sweetness moment by moment, but probably some idea will hit you that opens up something completely new. Okay, before we keep going, I want to thank a couple more sponsors. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. It's a non-intimidating way for stock market newcomers to invest for the first time with true confidence. I love the Robinhood app because it's really intuitive and simple. They give you easy-to-understand charts and market data. All it takes is just four taps on a smartphone, and I can place a trade. So that's amazing because I can basically invest while I'm on the go. Other brokerages charge you up to $10 for every trade, but Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees, so you get to trade stocks and keep all your profits. Even if you're brand new to investing, this is a great tool to learn how to invest as you build your portfolio. Robinhood is actually giving my listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build that portfolio. So you can sign up at dreamjob.robinhood.com. That's dreamjob.robinhood.com. So no joke, I've been telling all my friends, oh my gosh, have you heard about this company that makes flats from recycled plastic water bottles? And they're like, what? And I'm like, yeah, let me tell you about Rothy's. So I have flats in hot pink. They're super comfortable, super stylish, versatile. I wear them pretty much every single day. And every time I go out in them, I get so many nice compliments and people are like, oh, where'd you get those? You should definitely go check these out, you guys. Rothy's is the everyday flat for life on the go. It's stylish, classic, comfortable, and comes in three fashionable styles: the flat, the point, the loafer, and the sneaker for women and girls. And you won't believe that they're made from these recycled water bottles because they're the softest shoes you're going to put on your feet. I love my Rothy's. I know you're going to love them too. Right now, Rothy's has an amazing deal just for my listeners. You can use code DREAMJOB to get free shipping with no minimum, free shipping and free returns and exchanges on your Rothy's shoes. And trust me, you're not going to return these. Go to Rothy's.com, R-O-T-H-Y-S.com, and enter code DREAMJOB to get your new favorite flats and free shipping. It's a no-brainer. Shoes that are comfortable, stylish, and sustainable. Come on. And free shipping. Go get yourself a pair today. Rothy's.com, promo code DREAMJOB. Get this deal while it lasts. You know, it's interesting because I often have said to people that, you know, stuff is one thing and that won't necessarily make you happy for sure, but that what we're all really chasing is purpose, and that purpose is the antidote to depression. It's purpose. But then I realized that even in my work, which gives me tremendous, tremendous purpose, I still have days where I'm overwhelmed with anxiety and I'm suffering. And I thought, oh, so even if you have the stuff and you have purpose, it's all that inner stuff that you're going to still have to work on, your own inner demons, and continuing to figure out where the edges are for you. If you, you know, continue to ignore maybe what is your greatest, you know, pain, the great unifier is that we're all, like you said, it's not overnight. You're going to be here and you're going to wake up, and hopefully every day you're going to come to accept yourself, know yourself, love yourself more. And you're helping so, so, so many people to get this in a way, in an hour, where it could take them like 17 years. So thank you for all the work that you've done on yourself and how brave that must be to do, to look at yourself with really honest eyes and have gone through what you've gone through. So what do you want to leave everybody with? You know, people are going to be inspired and they might have tears in their eyes from some of the things you said, but they look at you and think, you know, is there room for me? Will I ever be able to do an ounce of what she's doing and find my path and find my calling and make beautiful things and have the courage to come to accept myself? You know, what do you want to leave them with?
What do I want to leave them with? What else can I say? What else can I say after this great conversation? Like, I can just give you one more piece of myself, which is like, we could just have a moment of prayer. Everybody right
now. Let's do it.
Take a breath. And let me just give you a few different terms or names. So creator, the divine mother, the divine father, life source, God, creation. You know, we come to you with earnest hearts. We come to you so sincerely to know who we are, to know the source of life, to be in the light of creation, to be ignited ourselves in our own light. May we see the brilliance of our souls. May we be warmed by our own glow. And in that, see the lies. So take our unworthiness from us. Take any perception or lie or illusion we have that we do not deserve ease, that we do not deserve grace. And please replace that with full knowing that we've been loved since the beginning of time. We will be loved for eternity. That our desires are a divine impulse. That what we want is always bringing us home, and give us the grace and give us the courage and give us the blessings for all those things to manifest. And we give thanks for what's been, we give thanks for what is, we give thanks for what is on its way.
I mean, come on. That was the most wonderful thing that's ever happened on this show. I don't know what to say. I love you. You're so easy to love. You're so easy to celebrate. Thank you for seeing everybody and being so respectful of every human soul. Thank you. Tell us where we can find you.
You can find me just Danielle Laporte on Instagram. I'm not on Facebook, and at DanielleLaporte.com. Yeah, I'm just showing up. And thanks everybody for showing up here.
May you continue to be blessed with the strength to keep taking care of yourself and taking care of the world the way you do. And may you have the sweetest, most delicious surprises in blessing form come your way. You deserve it.
I'll take that. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Wow. How illuminating was that? Danielle is truly like a beacon of light. And honestly, my life has changed so much since that conversation. Since that conversation, I've thought so much about what she said about choosing the thing that you're most enthusiastic about. I love how she just said that enthusiasm lights up in the brain more than anything else. And it's so simple, right? Just choose the thing you feel most called to do, because the thing that you're most excited about, it makes sense that that's the thing that's going to expand. That is the thing that really is your path, because the more you celebrate something, the more excited you are about something, the more you're going to show up in your fullness of who you are and bring more of yourself, and things are going to really open up because that's what you're being called to do. So the first takeaway is that focus on the thing you're most enthusiastic about. Number two, beware of being a workaholic. It's celebrated and rewarded, but it can be lethal. Number three, get clear on the feeling you desire. Number four, the universe is designed to help you create, manifest, and be home. You deserve it. Number five, if you can't believe it, take the first step and imagine it. Number six, let yourself die. The new light, the new truth will come. Number seven, see yourself, celebrate yourself, and love yourself. Number eight, ask your inner child what you need today to take care of yourself. Number nine, you actually don't have to do anything to earn your way into the favor of life. And number 10, replace the lies that you are unworthy with full knowing that you've been loved since the beginning of time and you are loved for eternity. You know, I do this podcast and I feel so incredibly grateful to get to talk to these souls who have so much wisdom and so much courage. But this episode today, I'm going to go back and listen to it and listen to it and listen to it, because it really woke me up and it helped me shift so many things. And I already started changing things just by having this one conversation. Isn't that amazing how you can have a conversation or hear one thing that you really need to hear and it unlocks? And just in that moment, all of a sudden you realize that it's so much easier than you've been making it, and that you really can have something so extraordinary, and that you don't have to earn it. You don't have to push. You don't have to muscle it. It is right there. And this ability to access a part of yourself that feels more authentic, that feels more expressed. This is how I felt talking to her. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We have all these takeaways that I just mentioned before on a cheat sheet, which you can find in the show notes. Plus, there's some good questions that can help you get started on that inner work towards self-compassion and liberation, as Danielle calls it. And if you're in a meetup group, these are great things to use as conversation starters. So I highly recommend you download this. Again, we're going to have a link to this cheat sheet in the show notes. And if you want to join a local meetup group, there is a link to that too, so you guys can sign up. So something Danielle said in this episode was to focus our energy on the things that we feel most enthusiastic about. And after talking to her, I did some visualizing for myself to get really clear on what it is I love doing most. This podcast is it. You guys are it. And I saw us all together in a room, hanging out in person. And we did this incredible live event a couple months ago. And I said, that's what I want to do. So I rented an even bigger theater. And I want to create the space for amazing souls to gather. We're going to have incredible speakers, people who've been on the show, and we're going to get down to it. And you are going to leave there with more of you. And we're going to help you have a breakthrough. You're going to leave there having clarity and feeling so ready to rip it open this new year. This is really, for me, it's like pure oxygen. So I'm so excited to see all of you. This workshop is going to be in March, the 14th and 15th, and you are all invited. The tickets are selling out very quickly. I put up the link a few days ago, and we are already, a third of them are already gone. So please go ahead and get your ticket. It's called the Dreamtopia Workshop. It's a two-day event, March 14th and 15th, and it's going to be epic. We're going to push you out of your comfort zone, but with a tremendous amount of love. And I know that it could seem intimidating, but I'm going to be there right with you to face those scary feelings, those uncomfortable things that come up. And once and for all, you're going to get past it. You're going to be surrounded with the most amazing group of other humans who will give you that love and support as you're making these breakthroughs. Right now, there's an early bird discount you can use if you use the code EARLYBIRD. That's Early Bird, all one word. You can get $54 off the ticket. It's only a $350 ticket, so you get $54 off. So it's less than $300 to come to this incredible event for 2 days. And that deal will last until the end of 2018. So go ahead and definitely buy that ticket before they sell out as soon as possible. Maybe it can be the gift you give yourself this holiday season. Give yourself this gift that you're going to come to this event for 2 full days and spend 2 full days discovering more of who you are. If you want to grab your seat, there's going to be a link in the show notes, or you can go to don'tkeepyourdayjob.com and you can find the link there. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you for doing this work. This is not easy. Just listening to this stuff is not easy. But boy, is it liberating. Thank you so much. If you love this episode, please share it with someone. Please send it to someone. It just might inspire them. If there's another episode you love, please go ahead and share it. It's an honor to serve you. It's an honor to bring these conversations to you. It's an honor to have these conversations. I really can't believe this is my job. And that's why I do this show, because I want this experience for all of you. I want you to have this feeling where you get to do something and it's a joy. It's an honor. It's a privilege. And all of this has only been possible because of you. So thank you for being here. If you guys want to give us the greatest gift this holiday season, go ahead and share the show. It doesn't cost a thing. It helps us out tremendously because you're helping us spread the word. And then we can have a bigger impact on the people who need to hear this. And they can start shining their light also in this world. I'd love for you to go ahead and leave us an iTunes review. I'm going to leave you with a song of mine and come on over to Instagram. You can find me at Kathy.Heller because I've been doing giveaways. I gave away a beautiful Coach bag last week. And throughout the month of December, I'll be doing some giveaways. So come on over and follow me there at Kathy.Heller, Kathy with a C. I'll talk to you guys on Thursday.
The podcast is a production of Authentic. For more info on advertising in this show, visit AuthenticShows.com.
When you just can't sleep, when you're counting sheep, I'll be here for you, I'll be here for you. When you need to talk, take a good long walk, I'll be here for you, I'll be here for you.
When you're counting.